Hey kid, welcome to the Wake Up Kid podcast. If you're listening to this on the day that it comes out, then happy Good Friday to you. Good Friday is the Friday before Easter Sunday when we remember what Jesus did on the cross, dying to take the punishment that we deserve. We're going to talk about that some today, because today the question that we're focused on is who will be saved from sin? And the answer is only those who repent and believe in Jesus. We'll talk about that a little bit more after this terrible Easter joke of the day. Hey kids, what happens if you tell a joke to an Easter egg? It cracks up. That was terrible. Wake up, kid, to the fact that being saved from the control and consequences of sin is as simple as repenting and believing in Jesus. Of course, repenting means to turn away from your sin, and believing in Jesus means believing that because he took your punishment on the cross, died, and got up from the dead, he is the only one who can save you from sin. If you turn your back on sin and trust Jesus to save you, you become a child of God, and you stay a child of God, rescued from sin forever. That's the promise of John 3:16 and a bunch of other verses in the Bible. You know, some people think that it can't be that simple. Now, of course, it wasn't simple for Jesus. He had to take the punishment for every sin that was ever done by any human ever. But it is simple for us to turn away from our sin, put our trust in Jesus. But some people think it must take more than that to get saved and be forgiven, but it doesn't. You might remember this story from the Bible. Paul and Silas had been arrested for preaching the gospel. They were beaten and thrown in jail. And that night, this is amazing, they sang worship songs to God. And while they were singing, God sent an earthquake that shook the jail doors open and the prisoners' chains just fell off. The guy in charge of the jail, he knew that he was going to get in big trouble for letting all the prisoners escape. Even though, of course, he couldn't control an earthquake, he was going to kill himself to keep from being in trouble. But then he heard Paul say, "Hey, don't hurt yourself. We're all here. No one is going to escape." That jailer was so impressed with the God that Paul and Silas served and worshiped. He decided right then that he wanted to be saved from his sin. So he asked them how to be saved. Now think about this. This was a bad guy. He beat Christians for talking about Jesus. He worked for the government that killed Jesus. You might think he couldn't be saved. Or maybe you might think he'd have to make up for all the bad things he did first. But Paul just tells him, believe on Jesus and you'll be saved. The man showed that he had changed his mind about what sin was. He wanted to be saved from sin. He only needed to trust Jesus to save him, and he would become a child of God.